Inflation is rising and gold is a good hedge. Gold should be part of every wise investor's portfolio. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust. Call them at 866-915-3292. That's 866-915-3292. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com.
He's always mistakenly British.
Teen Crumpets.
Cheerio.
But he's really a Canuck. Known on all seven continents.
Oh, I know who you are.
America's undocumented anchorman. He's a recording star and a TV star. Tuesdays, James Golden, a.k.a. Bo's Nerdly, presents Mark Stein.
And ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Mark Stein is with us, the one, the only, back from the war zones.
Hey, great to be with you, James. You know, I'll take a war zone over those Republican consultants you were talking about just now. Because, did you remember that guy? I can't even remember his name. He was one, he went on to found the Lincoln Project. But he'd been disparaging, and we tried to get him onto the air. And then he told you, unfortunately, he was in a meeting between midday and 3 p.m. Eastern.
Right.
And, I can't stand that. The problem on the right isn't, you know, that we're not giving. I mean, I love all that send money now to sendmoneynow.com. We've sent money now. I can't get on to sendmoneynow.com. So many people are sending money to the various iterations of the Republican Party. When you send money to the Democrats, whatever your bag is, you know, if you want, I don't know, gay marriage or open borders or transgender bathrooms, they say, oh, thanks for the check. Well, we're legislating it tomorrow. Or we're putting a judge on the Supreme Court who's going to go and deliver that. So if you go with the if you give your money to the Democrats, you can say what you like about them, but they do it. If you give your money to the Republicans, they just make the consultant class. I had that guy back when Trump was running first time around in 2015, when I said he was going to win New Hampshire. And Michael Murphy, who's a huge consultant.
Oh, yes.
He wrote, he was with Jeb, and he replied to me, and he said, you don't get it, Stein. So Trump wins New Hampshire, so what? He's got nowhere to go because Jeb and I have already bought all the television airtime in South Carolina. So even if he wins, Trump can't capitalize on his victory because we've bought all the ad breaks you could possibly buy up and down the land. This was Michael Murphy spent $100 million to get Jeb Bush to 2.4% in Iowa. I could get more than 2.4% in Iowa, and I'm not even eligible to run. This is a racket, and it's a racket that works for the Dems, but not for the Republicans.
I am so happy you backing me up on this, Mark, because this has been grating me. And today when I saw this business about the BLM, look, I'm not saying that we should give BLM a pass, but give me a break. BLM are not the only ones misusing money. And neither are, and Stacey Abrams, if she made her millions and it's all legitimate, I don't see why anybody's bitching about it. So what? She's rich. This is America. If she earned her money, then what is the big deal? Leave her alone.
No, I do think there's a general problem with corruptions in the 501c3, 501c4, 501c137 business. And I would prefer it, actually, if we were to go to a system like they have in Canada or the UK or whatever, where you have to call them registered charities. Because when you use the word charity, you think, oh, they're helping starving moppets in Africa or something. You can't like the Clinton Foundation.
Oh, what a scam that was.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, the fact is, if you call it a registered charity, then, I mean, what I find is, like, that guy, it was Obama's brother Do you remember the guy who was pals with the big dictator in Sudan?
Right.
And he was raising money to build a Barack Obama Sr., that's the dad. He was raising funds to build a Barack Obama Sr. rest area on some a dirt road going from Sudan to wherever, so that you could, if you ever stop there, it's like 370 miles to the next rest area, so you should pull over, you'd see the Barack Obama Memorial Latrine. Now, that guy, he got his 501c3 status from the IRS, even though he's in Sudan. He got it quicker than all of these Tea Party groups. The whole thing is a racket.
Amen to that. Now, speaking of, I have to ask you this, Mark. I have been, I don't even know, beside myself looking at the stories coming out of Ukraine. You just got back. The stories of the horrors that these people are facing, the rapes, the in front of the kids and being killed with Nazi emblems put on you, and the widespread, the mass graves. First of all, are we just seeing propaganda coming from the Western press, or do you believe these reports are accurate? And if you do, Zelensky is demanding that the UN Security Council do something. And I have one question for you. What good is the UN in anything?
Well, the UN is basically the Second World War victory parade, preserved in aspic now and forever. That's it. The permanent five are, you know, America, Britain, France, Russia, and China. China didn't actually make that much of a contribution. Probably shouldn't have been on there. But, you know, in 1945. But the point about, there's two things in Ukraine. There's propaganda, yes. But you can also make a judgment looking at the way Russia has waged war in the last 30 years. And when you're playing by Moscow rules, you just have to go to Grozny and ask anybody there how it was when the Red Army showed up and started raining down death and destruction there. And that's particularly true when they get into trouble. They wouldn't have done this, but they're in trouble, they're stalled, they're losing territory, and when that happens, they've only got one way to go. Now, what I found interesting about Ukraine, and this was Joe Biden's thing, is that when it started, which is just 6 weeks ago when the Russians invaded, the whole thing was, oh, well, yes, Ukraine can't win on the battlefield. The Ukrainian army won't be able to defeat the Russians militarily. But I, Joe Biden, will impose this fantastic sanctions regime that will basically do to Russia what Twitter did to Roseanne Barr. We're going to cancel an entire country that no one's ever done. So you can't have your McDonald's, you can't have your Pornhub, you can't have your Facebook. He does these sanctions. The ruble is back up to where it was before the invasion. The sanctions.
Unbelievable.
The sanction. All that's happened is that Putin's on the phone to Chairman Xi in China, and Chairman Xi says, I got to sympathize with you, Vlad. When the Americans start doing these financial sanctions on you, it can be pretty awkward and inconvenient. Maybe we should start to think about building an alternative global financial system that ultimately will kill the dollar. And Vlad says, oh, yeah. Sorry, I got a bit distracted with committing war crimes in Ukraine, but now you mention it, that's a crackerjack idea. So it's the complete inverse of what was predicted. The sanctions have been a flop, and the Ukrainians are actually holding their own on the battlefield.
What an amazing thing to look at. I hope that at some point there is some accountability if these reports of the war crimes are true. I don't know how they will be, but I hope at some point there will be some accountability for Vlad and his terror unit.
Well, I think it's always the way that it's the local, it's the guys, there will be some corporal and maybe someone a little higher than that. They're losing a lot of major generals in Ukraine, the Russians are at the moment. But it'll be some corporal and some other local guy who will be brought up for that. It's hardly ever do you get the ultimate commander who's ordering these things to pay the price for it? So that's trickier, even with all these international courts.
Last one, Ketanji Brown Jackson. Of course, I watched some of the committee hearings, and, you know, it was the Democrats are going on and on, like this poor woman was subjected to the worst of the worst from these evil Republicans. And, oh, my goodness, how dare they question her valor, her honor, her righteousness, her virtue. And it's like, what happened here? Were we all watching the same thing? They asked her a few tough questions. What's a woman? One of them. And she kind of didn't answer it. But it's not like she plucked out a... It's not like the Republicans brought up a Pepsi can and said, look, you have a pubic hair on here, and we want to know why you were sending your pubic hairs to your employees. They didn't do any of that. They didn't pull anybody and say, ooh, you drank beer in high school. And none of that. So now we have Mitt Romney saying, oh, Judge Ketanji... She's got honor. I'm going to join Murkowski and Collins and vote for her. Now, when she was in the running for the DAC Circuit Court of Appeals, Mitt Romney didn't vote for her. I guess she didn't have any honor then. But now she has honor. So we knew she was going to be on the court anyway. Does it make a difference?
Well, I would say it's interesting in this particular election cycle because right now, you know, the Democrats are looking at taking a big hit in a couple of months. And it will be over things like being soft on crime and, again, over some of these slightly what is a woman type questions and, you know, being soft on pedophiles and all the rest of it. So what's interesting to me is the Democrats are basically doing what they usually do. They're saying, okay, we might have a tough time getting some guy elected on that platform, on the pro-pedo, pro-women with penises platform. We might have a bit of difficulty getting, but it doesn't matter because we've got judges on the court who are going to rule in favor of all that anyway. And as I always say about this whole Supreme Court nonsense, a judge's republic is a contradiction in terms. And the Democrat confidence, even in this environment, saying, oh, yeah, she gave the pedo guy just 3 months and a slap on the wrist, and she can't say what a woman is, and she's still going to sail through. That's how confident the Democrats are that they will prevail ultimately.
Wow, amazing. Mark, thank you so much. Where can people find you, Mark?
Well, they can see me on GB News every night at 8 o'clock London time, which is 3 o'clock UK, and 3 o'clock US Eastern, that is, in New York. And you can catch me at steinonline.com, too.
Thank you very much. We'll catch you next Tuesday, Mark. James Golden, a.k.a. Bo Sternly, with you on WABC, coming right back. Your phone call's coming up as well. Don't go away.